Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, and we're discussing the points in Klal Tes which the Chayyim did not clarify and did not discuss. And we're adding those in. There's a concept which the Magen Mishnah brings out that certain malachas, the kavana for the malacha, plays a role in the definition of the malacha. The example which we already mentioned. The Gemara says a person goes over to a piece of wood and pulls off a splinter with intent of making it to use it as a toothpick. There's a Tana which says that that's a malacha deraisa, that actually converting this piece of wood, this little piece of wood, this little splinter, into a toothpick, which is a functional kli, is a malacha of either makba patish or burna. You're doing some maisa to convert this into a kli. If a person would do the same thing, take it off for no purpose at all, so we wouldn't say, well, it's never shani miskaven. It's psik reisha. It accomplishes the exact same thing. It's automatic, but it's not your intent. So we then deal with it under the rules of never shani miskaven and psik reisha. We say, it's not a toothpick. If you have no intent to make it a toothpick, it's not a toothpick. So this is a type of malacha where the intent that the person has is definitional in the action. So there are certain malachas which go under this rule, and the malachas which go under this rule are malachas where the intent is going to play a role in defining the malacha. So, for example, the malacha of cooking, so the person puts something in the oven and it cooks. There's a reality, physical reality, that a change took place, which is automatic, independent of what your thoughts are. The only issue which you have to discuss if that he was doing X and out of it came Y, and some shenim is kavin, and those type of concepts which he spoke about before. But the act is objectively an act of a malacha, and therefore this concept doesn't apply. But some malachas, the intent becomes definitional in the malacha, and therefore it will play a role and reduce the malacha to being a non-malacha. So here's an example. What is the malacha of tzad? The malacha of tzad is to take an animal, a living being, and enclose it to the point that it loses its independence. And that seems to be the malacha of tzad. However, there's another step to the malacha of tzad. The malacha of tzad is to do that in order to have the item. The act of capturing something is to capture it, to have it. Let's say a person captures the item in order to prevent it from attacking him. He has no interest in using the item, does not want the item. He wants to distance the item from himself. He does an act of tzad to keep the item away from himself. So at first glance, that sounds like a malacha shenit shikul guf. A person doing the malacha of tzad just doesn't need the malacha for itself, for the usage of keeping the item. Well, the problem with that approach would be the Rama holds malacha shenit shikul gufa is chayiv. But the Rama says the case we just mentioned of capturing mazikim to prevent them from attacking you, hurting you, is mutter. So based on the rule of malacha shenit shikul gufa, it can't be mutter. It's going to be an issur d'oraisa. He's intentionally trapping something, not for the purpose of using it. So the Bir Halacha explains that the Rama understands that the malacha of tzad is not just the idea of trapping something. Is trapping something in order to take possession of it, take usage of it. And here he's doing the opposite. So there's an element in the malacha of intent. It's definitional in the malacha. If a person does the malacha of tzad without the intent of taking control of it or getting usage of it, asserting his authority over it, he didn't do tzad. So there's an example of a malacha where intent is not obvious. The case of the toothpick is maybe more obvious to us. The intent plays a role in the act of creating something. Whereas in tzad, it's not so obvious to us that's automatic, that the intent plays a role. But there are malachas, other malachas, which this applies to. And we're going to talk about that in the next year or two. Meanwhile, have a good day.